Hello?
Hey, man.
Jewelers.
It's Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, how are you doing?
Good, good. I just saw that I was logging out, and I saw you call them. Like, oh, he probably wants me to call him back. So that's what I.
And then you about fell on the ground, and then you got yourself up.
Yep, there you go.
Yep. My customer, we're waiting for him to get back to us, but they did give me a ring. They bought it from Kuwait. You've heard of that company?
Kuwait.
Kuwait. It's Kuwait Jewelry.
Mm.
Yeah, but anyway, it's okay. They usually sell pretty decent stuff, but it's a platinum ring. It has a carat and a half princess cut in the middle and 2 3-quarter carats on the side.
Yep.
Probably like FG color, SI1 is the center, and then the 2 side stones are probably FG, VS2 to SI1. So they do good stuff. They want me to try to sell this ring for them, and I'm probably just going to take it on consignment, and then they're still just going to do the deal anyway. But
right.
I don't know how much a carat and a half FG color SI1 is.
For a princess?
It's 6.2 by 6.2, exactly, perfectly square.
Nice. FG, SI2?
No, SI1.
SI1?
Yeah.
What I got. Closest thing I'd have in comparison to it would be an E color SI2 at 6.2 millimeter. It's $5,000. So that one, I mean, your cost, if I were to sell you an F color SI1, you would be looking at anywhere from $5,700 to $6,300.
Okay.
I don't know how much that helps you, but that's the ideal ballpark.
Okay. So if I said $5,700, that's probably.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 154H SI1 for $5,700, and that's a 40 back a wrap. So an F, I mean, a little north of probably 57, close to 6. Yeah, that's, around that ballpark.
Okay. Then what about 3-quarter carats that are 5 millimeter by 5 millimeter? One's a VS2, the other's an SI1, FG color.
5 millimeters. What was the color and clarity again? Sorry.
Probably like FG color. I mean, they're definitely white. I mean, it's in a platinum solitaire.
I mean, I have 5-millimeter 70 pointers, FVS1s, $1,500.
Each?
Yeah.
Okay, so VS2 is probably not that much different.
No,
then, right?
Yeah, so it'd probably be like 12 to 1500, yeah.
Okay. Okay, that gives me an idea.
All right, and they're good on that one, or?
I haven't talked to them.
He's
bringing him in, so.
Okay, is she coming in tonight, or?
I thought this was in the safe, and then when I talked to her yesterday, she says, did you find anything out on that platinum ring? And I said, well, I could sell it to somebody that's a diamond dealer, but they're not going to give me anywhere near what.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I could take it to a pawn shop, and they're really not going to give you anything.
Right. Your best bet, honestly, take those two half, those side stones out, mount them as studs if they already match, and then sell. Just keep that stone loose, and then keep the platinum mounting for.
Yeah, no, I told them I'd do it on consignment. That way I can get them more money for it.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I think they're okay with that. So I just didn't know what to tell them. This is what I can give you as a consignment price. So if I can buy a carat and a half from you for $5,700 and 3-quarter carats for $1,300 each.
Yeah.
You know how much the platinum is. That's what I'm going to basically say. That's my consignment price to you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely a smart idea. Keep a consignment. I wouldn't go to a dealer. I wouldn't go to a pawn shop either. Just I would do the consignment, safe bet. Like you said, you get them more money for it. You got the prices you need. So, yeah, honestly, good idea.
All right. Good to know. Thank you.
All right. Yep, thanks, man.